USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Chicago Democratic Mayor Rahm Emanuel reacts to the news of charges being dropped against actor Jussie Smollett.
He did this all in the name of self-promotion. And he used the laws of the hate crime legislation to stand up to be the values that embody what we believe in. This is a whitewash of justice.
Chicago Police Superintendent Eddie Johnson was not too happy as well.
Do I think justice will serve? No. Where do I think justice is? I think this city is still owed an apology.
The House failed to override President Trump's veto of legislation blocking his national emergency declaration at the border. 14 Republicans joined all the Democrats in the 248-181 vote, which was far short of the two-thirds majority that was needed to override President Trump's first veto. The Department of Justice launches an investigation into the college admission scandal. You're listening to USA Radio News.
This report is brought to you by Sprint. No credit, no worries. Introducing No Credit Check now at Sprint. Sprint is offering its best rate plans to customers who do not want to run their credit. The No Credit Check program at Sprint allows customers to bring their own device or buy any smartphone outright and sign up for one of Sprint's unlimited plans. You can get one line of unlimited Kickstart for just $25 and a free Moto E5 after $100 prepaid MasterCard with No Credit Check. Plus, unlimited data, talk, and text, and streaming in DVD quality. Simply bring your phones or buy new ones, and everyone is approved for 5 lines, guaranteed, all without a credit check. For more, visit ilimitadoya.com. Unlimited kickstart, up to 2 lines. Data deprioritization during congestion applies. With autopay, requires new line, port, and BYOD, or full SRP phones. Excludes taxes, surcharges, and roaming. Moto E-Free requires online registration and 60 days of service. One new line and purchase of new phone before card ships. Restrictions apply.
The House has failed to override President Trump's veto of a measure blocking his border emergency declaration.
The yeas are 248 and the nays are 181. Two-thirds not being in the affirmative, the veto of the president is sustained.
Pharmaceutical company Purdue Pharma is agreeing to pay $270 million to resolve claims from the state of Oklahoma on the opioid crisis. Oklahoma Attorney General Mike Hunter says the company helped fuel the crisis by marketing the OxyContin painkiller, and the settlement is much needed.
The money from this settlement will provide significant and substantial funding to the Center for Wellness and Recovery here, allowing us to focus our attention on what should be our highest priority, Americans struggling with addiction.
A new industry forecast shows first quarter auto sales are expected to drop by nearly 3% from last year as vehicle prices continue to climb. The average price of a new vehicle is just over $33,000. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell, the creator of MyPillow, is a sleep genius. He creates things to make your night sleep better. He created the new Giza Dreams bed sheets. He started by using the world's best cotton grown in the Mediterranean, and it's ultra soft, breathable, and extremely durable. Now, if you go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA when you click on the Giza Dreams sheet special, you get 30% off and free shipping. 30% off and free shipping when you go to MyPillow.com.
In a speech to the American-Israel Public Affairs Committee, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo condemned the rise of anti-Semitism around the world. USA Radio Network's John Clemens has more on the story.
Mr. Pompeo's speech to the estimated 18,000 people at the 2019 policy conference followed the recognition by the Trump administration of the Golan Heights as part of sovereign Israel. Mr. Pompeo declared he is passionate about religious freedom.
It's because I'm a champion of that religious freedom and because I'm an American that I'm here today to tell you the United States stands with the Jewish people and Israel in the fight against the world's oldest bigotry.
Republicans are stepping up calls for House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff to resign or give up his House committee post for repeatedly pushing claims of collusion between President Trump's 2016 campaign and Russian operatives. Donald Trump Jr. is one of those who believes the California Democrat and Schiff should be shown the door.
You got the leader of the tinfoil hat brigade, Adam Schiff, out there every day talking about the evidence of collusion that he's seen. He's flagrantly lying to the American people. He's doing it every day on national television. When you're on that side and you have the media carrying your water for you, you can say whatever you want. When you're on our side, even when you're right, even when you're proven so, there's a level of culpability. There are repercussions for being a conservative.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.